Box A, compound arithmetic operations. Sometimes we want to add a variable x with a variable y and save the result back in x. This is essentially two operations, an addition operation followed by an assignment operation. The right-hand side of box A shows how this would be done. However, C++ provides a more compact shortcut syntax, which is equivalent as shown on the left-hand side of box A. Because both styles mean the same thing, you can use one or the other interchangeably. The operators on the left-hand side are called compound arithmetic operations because they do two operations in one. An example program of using these operators can be found in Chapter 1 of the textbook. Box B, operator precedence. Operator precedence refers to the order that C++ operators are evaluated in when we have several operators written in one statement. For example, we know from mathematics that 2 plus 3 times 5 equals 2 plus 15, which equals 17. That is, we know to do the multiplication first. We get a different answer if we evaluate the addition first. 2 plus 3 times 5 equals 5 times 5, which equals 25. Just as we have precedence rules in math, we have them in C++. Note that C++ has many more operators than just arithmetic operators, which we will see later on, and all of these operators have precedence levels. But for now, we will just look at the C++ arithmetic precedence rules. Box C, operator precedence examples. The operator precedence rules in C++ for arithmetic are the same as they are in math. That is, multiplication, division, and modulus are done first, and addition and subtraction are done subsequently. In the first example in box C, the 3 times 8 operation is done first, and then the addition is done. Sometimes we want to force an operation to occur first and override the precedence rules. We can do this with the parentheses operator. Consider the second example in box C. Here we surround the addition operation in parentheses. Thus, the addition is done first, and the multiplication second. The last example in box C shows a more complex example with parentheses. Note that operations are evaluated in the order from the innermost parentheses to the outermost parentheses. Study these examples and be sure that you can evaluate them on your own. Box D, expressions. In this box, there is some vocabulary which is introduced which distinguishes the various expressions. Observe how arithmetic operations evaluate to a numeric value. For example, 5 plus 3 times 8 evaluates to 29. Something that evaluates to a number is called a numeric expression. More generally, we can say that something that evaluates to something else is an expression. As you will see in the next chapter, there are also logical expressions, which evaluate to truth values. We have now finished discussing the key ideas of this chapter. In the following two slides, we will look at a couple of examples which should give you an idea of how to approach the homework problems. We will then conclude with a final summary of today's lecture.